Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And on the line is Raymond Cromer, who is the founder of the Guardian Angel Wildlife and Marine Trust. Raymond, thanks so much for joining us here on The Home Run. You have spoken before about your grandchildren. I don't mean to give your age away, but you have spoken about your grandchildren being a big motivation in what you do. How do you explain to them what Guardian Angel is and why it matters?
Hi, Paula. Thank you very much for putting us on the show again. And I grew up on a farm and I was very much in touch with nature when I grew up as a young kid and had that huge freedom as kids should have in today's times. And, you know, I've seen the degradation of animals over a period of time in Africa and in South Africa. So I want them to have a very similar background to what I had when I was a kid and to have exposure to wildlife and to be in touch with nature. And basically, you know, I'm instilling that sort of passion to be guardian angels of our environment and you know, just of the country that we live in, and to love wildlife and to take them out to the Kruger or to game farms or to farms, and just to put them as much as possible in touch with nature. So basically, just instilling that word, guys, and you know, my grandchildren, become guardian angels and become better people. And that's what actually happens when they're in touch with nature.
You work right at the intersection of nature, of wildlife, but also of wildlife crime, poverty, and community upliftment. What connection do most people not see between conservation and crime?
You know, at the end of the day, conservation, you know, preservation or conservation and poverty, the poverty that a lot of our people living in this country, the lack of education, and youngsters not having been in touch with nature or with wildlife whatsoever, you know, they've got no idea about wildlife, so they become very, very easy targets for the criminal syndicates. So the link between conservation and crime is very, very close, because all the crime syndicates prey off the people that have got no jobs, unemployment, and are not educated, and are very, very easily enticed into a world, a supposedly prosperous career in basically wildlife crime and transnational crime.
Mandela Day is coming up on the 18th of July, which seems a bit far away. And I mean, we're in the middle of a war in Israel, so a lot can happen between now and then. But it certainly is not far away when one looks at the preparation that needs to go into it. What is Guardian Angel planning, and how does it fit your mission to empower youth and protect nature?
Well, you know, what we plan for Mandela Day is quite a story. We've got quite a few events on Mandela Day. We've got the South African National Service Institute, which is SANSI, which has trained kids, youngsters, you know, from the streets, from underprivileged areas, on a three-month character building course that have just qualified. And they'll be demonstrating their discipline, marching skills, and basically just discipline that's been instilled into them, the character building. We've got the Black Mambas, we've got female game rangers arriving, we've got horses on the day, we've got vegetable planting, we've got, you know, Rock and Rhythm, which is basically an environmental sort of game that the kids will be playing through. Drumming, we've got the hawks that are arriving, and we've even got the South African Army that are also participating. So these are all things done to inspire children to look up to people and to have icons and basically have, you know, people that they can respect and aspire to be, you know, role models. And also at the same time is to give the youngsters opportunities to look for careers in those particular fields as well.
Which matches nicely with the interview that we were having just before you with Africa Tikkun. Both organizations ultimately making a contribution to trying and getting South African youth into jobs and in that way allowing them to empower themselves by earning money. But Raymond, your partnership with Scouts South Africa is very powerful, helping kids from under-resourced communities become nature guardians. What have those kids shown you that gives you hope?
You know, when I look at the Scouts, I was extremely impressed. I went to meet some of the principals on Saturday in Alexandria Township, and we've been asked to basically help with the Scout movement of basically getting up to 1,000 Scouts in the townships. Now, when I looked at those little youngsters answering the questions, they've got basically, you know, it's all about, you know, the Scout laws, about being taught to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous. And they're in touch with nature. They get taken out and they learn hands-on about nature. So the Scouts fall very much within the parameters of what we are trying to achieve by building that character with youngsters while they're young, steering them in a proper direction of discipline. And they're all volunteers and they give up their time on weekends. And they do it for badges and they do it for themselves and they do it for their own character building. So it just fits in. It's a world-renowned organization started, I think it was 1908 in South Africa, by Baden Powell. And these youngsters are very, very impressive. And as I say, these are the type of youngsters we want to groom for the future. These are the future youngsters for South Africa, the future leaders. And also influencers.
And the future guardian angels. Raymond, you've spent years working across Africa. What perspective or experience do you bring to Guardian Angel that makes it different from other conservation organizations?
Well, I think, Paula, you know, I started working in Africa in the 80s through the 90s when South Africa opened up and SA wasn't flying in those days due to apartheid. And I think just simply from the school of hard knocks, you know, having done business in many different countries in Africa, having built up a huge network of very, very good friends and connections, and built trust over many, many years with people that have now, you know, that are now in leadership position across the continent, but also having made many mistakes in the process as well. Getting caught up in controversies and so forth as we go forward, you know, in Africa. Africa is a difficult place to do business for many, many people. So I think that experience, there's no better teacher than experience. And I think, I say humbly, I bring that experience, that gut feel, and understanding of the nuances and the connections, because conservation is about transnational. It's about collaborating with other countries as well. This is not just here in South Africa, it's across our borders. So having those connections and those friendships and being able to understand how they operate, I think goes a long way in being able to bring some value to our organization.
And that is Raymond Kramer, the founder of the Guardian Angel Wildlife and Marine Trust, doing his bit to help South Africa's youngsters in particular have a brighter future. Raymond, thanks so much for chatting with us here on The Home Run.
If you or a loved one are blind, have low vision, or have a print disability that makes reading standard print difficult, JBI Library is here to connect you to Jewish life, learning, and culture. We offer thousands of Jewish interest large print, audio, and braille materials, all free of charge. Learn more at jbilibrary.org or call 1-800-433-1531.
To put it bluntly, we don't believe that one size fits all, certainly not when it comes to your business's affairs. Leveraging our global network of knowledge resources, we create localized solutions tailored for our clients. And as leaders in our field, we work hand in hand with you to support your business advisory, assurance, and tax needs. PKF Octagon. Right people, right size, right solutions.